welcome back to Science Debating and Creationism, Episode 7, Common Sense. Hey, welcome back to Episode 7 of the Science Debating and Creationism podcast. My name is Yannick Miller. My email address is Yannick, that's Y-A-N-N-I-C, .miller@gmail.com. I really appreciate questions, and I guess you know what's coming.
Hi, my name is Detlef Schmidt, and here are your random facts for the day. No word in the English language rhymes with month, orange, silver, and purple. Dogs and cats consume over 11 billion worth of pet food a year.
Okay, so have you wondered how we could talk about evolution for like 3 episodes and never even mention fossils? That's because we don't need fossils anymore nowadays to confirm the theory of evolution. I think the DNA evidence has been very powerful and suggests very strongly a case for common ancestry of all living things. A second point why I didn't mention fossils is because these things are kinda commonly known. A common creationist tactic is take something that is a little bit in the minds of the public, like that most people have heard sometimes before. For example, most people have heard the Big Bang as being an explosion of something somewhere, sometime, out of nothing maybe, and just this massive explosion where everything was very dense and very hot. And I'm not saying that's what the Big Bang is, but most people have heard something like this, and creationists will take that and use the people's misunderstanding of the Big Bang theory and to distort the Big Bang even more and question it. They ask, does it make sense that just something pops out of nothing? Or what are the odds that something pops out of nothing and then forms the solar system? Just things like that. Or they say that, does it make sense that a monkey just turns into a man? Or does it make sense that we all came from rocks? These arguments are commonly known as straw men, and I plan on doing an episode solely on straw men in the future, because that's a very big part of creationist arguments. They'll take something that is a little bit known, distort the scientific theory behind it, and then attack their distorted version, which is absolutely ridiculously wrong, and no scientist ever suggested that, for example, monkeys turn into men. But they refute that, and then they claim victory over the scientific theory. But what I wanted to address today is common sense in science. How useful is common sense in science, and should we be using it? Because, as I said, a common argument of creationists is almost always, does that make sense? Does that make sense? Something popping out of nothing? Or when I have all the functional parts of a clock, what are the odds of them just happen to accumulate to a fully functional clock? Does that make sense? And the answer is, of course, no. Of course it does not make sense, monkeys turning into men. Actually, that's not what evolution says. Common sense is very, very useless in science, as the more recent discoveries get, the more they defy common sense. For example, the faster you go, the slower you age. It's not your biology, it's actually time that slows down. So the faster you move in space, if you get close to the speed of light, everything around you all of a sudden seems to happen much faster. Actually, the clocks run much faster. And to the outside, it appears as if your clocks slow down. So how does that make any sense? But we know it's true. We have tested it we could predict it. Einstein actually was the founder of this idea, and he was very successful at it. The quantum weirdness is another thing that is very, very against common sense. The weirdness you have at the level of the very small particles, like electrons, neutrons, and even smaller, the behavior these things show is just absolutely ridiculous. Maybe you've heard of the double slit experiment, where they shoot electrons through two slits and they kind of go through both of them and through none and through one and through the other, and they interfere with themselves. One particle splits and interferes with itself, and things all of a sudden change as soon as you have a detecting device at one slit. So just the notion of that is so weird and absolutely defies common sense. And I think people need to be aware of this much more. Just because something defies common sense doesn't mean it's automatically wrong. So here I want to give a little example about that. And this example has been brought up many times and illustrates a big part of why common sense is so useless when it gets to problems, to more advanced problems than we are faced with every day. So suppose you're on a game show and you have to choose between one of three doors. Behind two of them are goats. You obviously don't want the goats. Behind one door is a car. Not knowing what door the car is behind, common sense tells you that the chance of getting it right in one try is a third, 33% chance of hitting the car if you have to choose one door. So now you can choose one door. Suppose you choose door number two. The game show host then, instead of just opening the door, decides to show you what's behind door number one. He already knew what's behind it, and it is a goat. Now he asks you, would you rather switch to door number three or stay at door number two? Now, apart from you maybe thinking that it's a psychological trick and he might want to trick you into switching to door number three instead of door number two, common sense tells most people that the chances are 50-50 that you have. That means the chances of staying at your door and switching to the door number three are exactly the same, that there's a car behind them. But actually, it's not. Actually, you should switch, and here's why. At the beginning, you have a 66% chance of hitting a goat. That means in 66% of all situations possible, your first choice is a goat. Now, this doesn't change whenever the host opens one of the doors. So still, in 66% of all cases, you are on a goat. That means in 66% of all cases, the car is behind the other door. Thinking about that this way, it's rather easy to see why you should switch. But most people just say, oh, it's obviously 50-50, so it doesn't matter. Actually, most people would stay because they think it's kind of a psychological trick of the game show host. But it's actually not. And this is just an example that strikes people kind of hard whenever I tell it to them, and it really shows how useless common sense is when it gets to science. In science, we need to look at the evidence and draw the conclusions from the evidence and not from our common sense. That is actually what an open mind should do. I want to give you another example here that deals with probabilities on a larger scale. I also plan to do a whole episode on probability arguments, because a lot of, especially intelligent design arguments, go like, oh, what are the odds of this happening? Or what are the odds of the Earth being so perfectly finely placed? Or what are the odds of that just forming by random chance? And here's what people don't get, and this is not directly linked to these arguments, but it's something to think about. So, what is the chance of you taking a dice and I don't know whether it's die or dice. I think singular is die, but I don't know. Just roll it, and what is the chance of you getting 5 sixes in a row? Got it? It's obviously 1/6 to the fifth power. That's 1 in 7,776. That's very low. So you will very seldom get this streak of 5 sixes. So what's the probability of getting the number sequence 2, 4, 4, 3, 7? Got it? It's 0, because 7 is not one part of the dice, but suppose the last number is a 5. The chance of rolling that sequence is 1 in 7,776. Actually, the chance of rolling any sequence of numbers is 1 in 7776, because all of them are equally improbable. 1 just looks better. 666666 just looks better than 14432. But most people don't get that. The chances of rolling 5 sixes then of rolling another streak of just random numbers is exactly the same. And that if you roll long enough, you will eventually get that streak of 5 sixes. And that's guaranteed, almost. And if you roll even longer, you will get 2 of them, 3 of them, 4 of them, as many as you want, if you just have enough time to roll and enough trials. That's what most people don't get. Even if something is ridiculously improbable, if you have enough trials, then the improbable all of a sudden becomes probable, and the probable all of a sudden becomes inevitable. So I think it was a bit of a shorter talk this week. I'm gonna end off here with a quote from Albert Einstein, and he said, "Common sense is the collection of prejudices acquired by age 18. Have a nice day.